is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right. So, brought in a delivery for Linda helping Cam. A lot of stuff coming in, you know.
Sort of the calm before the storm.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
We're gearing up. It's like the fishermen in Gloucester getting ready to go out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to throw the ice in there, get some food on the boat.
You got to load everything. All the food's got to get on the boat except bananas. You don't bring bananas on a boat.
Nope.
Did you know that, Kelly?
I did know
okay.
that.
Okay. No bananas on the boat.
No bananas on the boat.
So no whacking your face with two bananas on the boat.
And bananas, by the way, the most challenging of all the fruit. They like have a two-day window where they're actually perfectly ripe, and then they go to shit.
I got three, and this is the one that has to be eaten today.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. We got some bananas over the weekend, and they were a little green.
Yeah.
So Monday morning, I bring a banana to work. I eat a banana, and I ate it nonetheless. Still green. I tasted green. Still ate it because I didn't want to wait.
Right. Plus, you had nothing else.
I had nothing. That's what I brought. I'm just used to bringing a banana. But that's why they don't have them on boats, because A, it's superstition, and B, because they go bad so fast.
No, I think it's a superstition more than anything. Yeah. But you know what I ate over the weekend?
I don't.
Bad carrots. You hear this story?
No.
There's a giant recall of carrots.
Your wife's organic one.
My wife's organic carrots that she spent $14 a bushel for, and I don't really eat a lot of carrots. Last night I made a little chicken soup. I put some chicken in there. I put some onions, put some macaron, and I cut up some a couple of those nice organic carrots, and then I ate it. And then I'm watching Monday Night Football last night, and she goes, "You didn't eat the carrots, did you?" I go, "What?" Like, panicked.
Right.
Like, the world's going to end. I go, "What are you talking about? There's a recall on the carrots." And I go, "Who's recalling carrots?" And then I go, she shows me the thing on her phone.
Yeah.
She got an email, and there's a recall on the carrots you bought the other day.
She got an email?
She got an email from, because she bought them from...
If you buy them, like, in Hannaford and Shaw's, and they all see what you're buying, they will let you know.
They know it. They know everything you're doing.
Yeah, geez. I buy a lot of groceries on.
I guess I'll never get the notification.
Well, no, it's a good thing though. Like Shaw's, if I buy because I put in my number first, they can tell me, hey, you bought this and they're taking.
So what'd you get? Some worms, Chicana worms.
I don't know.
Something like that?
It was last night, so I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we're gambling.
You would know at this point.
Would you know by now?
He's had an inverted boner. Since 11 o'clock last night.
It's unrelated.
So what was the, why the recall? Did they say?
They said E. coli.
So it's somewhere along the line, feces were involved.
E. coli.
Isn't that what it is? Somewhere along the line, there's some bacteria involving feces.
Probably, yeah, but that's also in dirt, right? Isn't that? I mean,
it could be anywhere.
Listen, the whole organic thing, I think, is fugazi anyway. I get that you don't blow any chemicals on it or whatever.
But here's
my point.
Yeah.
We went on the internet, looked up the recall, right? And the carrots are being recalled in all the places that she won't let me shop.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. It's the same carrots. Mm-hmm. They just put them in a different bag.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I know I'm right.
He knows he's right, Greg.
But I'm also, you know, I'm... She'll drop $500-$600 at that place, and I go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What are you doing?
It's all stuff I don't eat.
Yeah.
Stuff I don't eat. Well, it's all vegetables.
Now you know why.
Yeah. That's why she's so healthy, right?
Oh, she's in great shape. She's in great health.
Yeah.
And I'll do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know she's trying to keep me healthy, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to get to the point in a relationship where I'm, like, going out for a pack of smokes, like I'm going out for a cheeseburger. You know what I mean?
I know. She has to accept you as to who you are.
Yes.
She,
you know what I mean?
Well, she lured me in with meatloaf.
Yeah. That's how she got you.
That's how they work.
You want to get Jimmy Dunn, you got to have a good, solid friggin' meatloaf.
Let me tell you something. Back in the day, Jimmy Dunn in your bedroom. Yeah. Drop the meatloaf.
No. Not in the bedroom. Not in the bedroom. I was doing construction work at her house, and I build her in meatloaf dinners.
Does Jeff have a dish that he really likes that you won't feed him because it's not healthy?
Oh, no. Chicken parm is their go-to.
All the time.
That family of mine, all three boys. Mom's going out of town. What do you want? Can you make us chicken parm? Like, I just made a few last week. It's not even like
chicken
a treat.
Great.
It is their go-to.
How do you make your chicken parm? Do you crisp it up in the oil and
I deep fry it. Yeah, and then you bake it with.
Yeah.
And so I do two versions, the regular version, then I do Mondo chicken parm, which is layers of ricotta, parmesan, mozzarella, pumped potatoes with oregano.
Do they ever do this eggplant parm?
Oh, okay, so when I'm making parm, my special treat is I make myself eggplant parm because they love it. I mean, I'll have a little piece of the chicken, but give me the eggplant.
Yeah. But will they eat the eggplant?
Only Jeff, not the kids.
What's wrong with me? I'm like,
where do you want me to start?
Any way you want.
Start at the beginning.
Tell me, what's wrong with me then? Why don't you have at it?
I would love to hear this, what have you're going to say, because we have a lot of days on the
end. Tell me what's wrong with me.
This show took a turn, man.
Absolutely nothing. Good. You are perfect. Just the
see,
way you
when
are.
You throw it down, when you just throw it down, go, okay, tough guy,
yeah.
Let me have
got
it.
Real
and then,
quiet.
Whoa, real quiet.
The rest of us just kind of like you could hear the wheels on our chairs moving away from the microphone.
I know. I don't do that. Like Valerie would be like, what do you want to? I'm like, honey, I don't care.
You don't care?
No, I legit, I'm not just saying that. I'm like, honey, whatever. So the other night it was like, pork loin versus chicken. Mm. I'm like, I don't care. And she's like, well, this or this or this. I'm like, I don't know. The chicken with the spaghetti squash is fine.
Because you know but how aggravating it is? Like, and that's why like I stopped. I hated the, I don't care, what do you want? I don't care. And it's, I hate that
no,
more
wait
than
a second,
make
no.
a gosh darn decision.
Well, but I don't, why do I want to have to make a decision when I really will eat anything she makes?
Yeah, that's
you know
our rule too.
But then you like, haven't had, like, then you, don't tell me you've never been in this situation. After she makes what she wants to make, and then you eat it, and you're like, oh, I could have totally went for not.
I would never say it.
Well, you don't say it, but you feel it.
But still, I wouldn't look. I mean, both choices were good. Both choices were good. Pork loin or the chicken. So I'm like, she's like, I just, you know, whatever. Pick one. I'm like, fine, the chicken, pork loin. I don't care.
I don't
it's
use the
be
word
good.
Fine around
she,
my wife.
She knows what I like. She knows we both kind of like the same thing, so we're not, you know, diametrically opposed to the food. And it's just like the meal is not, what the meal is not the big deal. I don't get upset about it.
Let me ask you this question. Do you deprive yourself of foods that you know are unhealthy on a regular basis?
Yes.
So you know there are certain foods that you really shouldn't eat and you don't eat them.
Let's say fried food. I try to avoid fried food. Once in a great while, I don't normally order French fries.
Yeah.
I try to rice, whatever. I know I'm a big guy. You're saying, but I'm telling you the truth.
No. I'm asking from a guy who's been going through this.
Once every like 6 months, I'll have like clams.
Okay. So when you do go get the clams, are you happy all day that you're going to get clams? Is it like clam day?
Sometimes I look forward to it.
Yeah, I don't know
if I'm going. It's clam day. I don't know if I do that. But I do that.
I'd be on the internet going, excited. What up, fam? It's clam day.
It was girls weekend, so I didn't fast and I just ate what I wanted. I was looking so forward to, hanging out with my girls too, but I was like, we feasted.
I hadn't had Asian food in a long time, and I said to Valerie, last weekend, hey, this weekend, so at some point, let's get Chinese.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, great. So we did that Sunday night.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I do that.
Absolutely,
but I spread it out. I spread it out.
So dinner for me is an exciting, you know, I get excited about. You only have so many meals,
yep.
And I don't like wasting them on stuff that I find boring and bland. Mm-hmm. But my wife knows eating healthy is boring and bland, right? So it's like chicken and vegetables, and I just go, yeah, okay. But if I have a day off, I'm not doing anything. I got a little money in my pocket. I'll go by the butcher shop. I'll come home with a couple of steaks, and I'm excited for hours before I cook those steaks.
Oh, I mean, I'm excited for a freaking, you kidding me, for a freaking ribeye? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I don't feel like that's unhealthy. And I eat meat probably 5 to 6 days a week. I'm eating red meat.
Yeah.
I prefer over chicken. I know.
But you work out and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Right now, like they're telling me like very little to no red meat. Go with
do you have
chicken.
High cholesterol and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. See, I don't have that. So I'm like, just
no,
bring
it. You'll get there. But, so,
right
especially
now,
5 or 6 days a week. And when my doctor said that too, he said the same thing to me. He goes, you can't eat as much. He said to me, how much red meat do you eat? And I go, Let me put it this way. On the poker thing, when I log in, my name is Jimmy Roast Beef.
Yeah, right.
And he goes, all right, so how much? And I go, every day. I eat some red meat every day. He goes, oh, my God, you can't do that. You cannot. I cannot let you do that. And
did
I said,
he give you a number?
No, he said, I cannot let you do that. And I said, pleasure to meet you. We're going to have to find someone else that can. Because I'm not changing that.
I'm not eating. I will eat a portion. And I always try to balance it off by, at lunch, I'll have a can of tuna. And for dinner with the steak, I'll throw in a bunch of shrimp. So I feel like I'm being healthier.
Okay.
But I have to have and if at least one little steak tip when I'm eating all the shrimp.
What's wrong with that?
I need red meat.
And again, she's active. Yeah. So it's not like it's piling up in her.
It's never a battle at the house, though, when it comes to meals. It's never, my house is never a battle. And sometimes I'm like, honey, I'm just not hungry. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, we'll do that too. But a lot of times I will just get up off the couch and say, hey, I'm going down to the kitchen. And
I'm going to make a sandwich.
I'm going to make us dinner.
Yeah.
Steal his choice, I make. I'll make a nice meal.
Yeah.
And she's always loves it.
Yeah.
Like she knows I can cook a few things well.
Yeah.
You know, but she'll do the same thing. She'll be like, hey, you mm-hmm. hungry? Yeah. Okay.
If she cooks,
what do you want? Whatever you want to make.
If she cooks, I clean. I'll clean up everything.
Yeah. I don't clean.
I do.
I'm a hurricane.
I wanted to ask you this. We didn't really talk about it on the air because we talked about it a couple of days ahead of time, but I wanted your take on it. You did watch the Tyson fight?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a couple things here. Because over the last couple of days, and I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the stuff that has been said afterwards. Now, Jake Paul is claiming he made Mike Tyson cry in the ring. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Says he made him cry.
You mean when he bowed to him?
No, he said he made him cry with how badly he punished him. No. And he said he decided then that he couldn't hurt him, so he had to lay up and go easy.
He did lay up.
I thought he was laying up. I'm sure he did. I felt like he felt bad beating an old man.
That's exactly what he said.
I watched it thinking, oh my God, he's not going the level he should be, because you could see that Tyson wouldn't be able to handle it. And
yeah,
I think he felt bad.
I don't want to hurt
Mike Tyson. It's Mike Tyson. He's a legend.
Yeah.
And I thought that the whole time.
He talked about that. Mm-hmm. And he's saying they showed a still picture of Tyson wincing when he sat down. But I mean, I don't know if crying, maybe he was. I don't know.
No, that's.
Says he made Mike Tyson cry.
Well, he can say whatever he wants to say on his YouTube thing and nobody can fact check it, but yeah.
You know who the winner was?
Netflix.
No, the Ring Girl.
Yeah, the Ring Girl.
Ring Girl?
Yeah,
I didn't even notice.
The Ring Girl. The biggest fight
Bullshit,
of the night.
Bullshit, you didn't notice.
The biggest fight of the night was her top staying on.
Did you? Front and center, Jimmy.
No, was it she attractive?
Looking up Tyson
you
Ring Girl.
So lying. You're so lying.
Like, how didn't you notice her?
No,
I was with this eight females, and we were all just like, whoa.
Can I just say, I was annoyed by it.
I know, you don't like it.
It was so cheesy.
It's boxing. I was a ring girl down at the casino ballroom back in the day.
Yeah, but you're not sitting there with all the oil up and sitting there smiling this fake smile.
Oh, my God. We were ring girls.
Did it really? It was fun.
We wore high heels. We lubed ourselves up with oil, and you smiled and you got paid for it. It was fun, and that's what boxing was.
Was down Hampton Beach though, so they didn't use oil; they used fried dough grease.
Yeah,
stuff.
I was there, man. ESPN boxing.
I was the
ring announcer.
I was too.
Let's get ready for another super fight.
Yeah.
I was probably your ring girl, Jimmy.
I got a picture with two of the ring girls. I don't believe it was you.
Okay. I was there during one of the Mickey Ward fights.
If you go home and you look,
I was there for one of the Mickey Ward fights.
That's legendary.
That's in the movie. I was there for that fight.
Changed his career. Yeah.
Dude, I will tell you, the harshest thing I saw in the crowd there, was standing there, and like a few rows up in front of me, a woman was standing on a chair, and because everybody was standing up.
Yep.
It was a rough crowd.
Yeah.
The boxing matches there drew a rough crowd, and this woman turned around and started screaming at some guy behind her, and it was chaos.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I saw the hand go back, and he cold cocked that woman off of the chair, square in the face. She flew off the chair, and like before she hit the ground, like everybody was running. Everybody was, and the guy that punched was running too. He melted into the crowd, disappeared. She hit the ground, blood was coming out of her face, and I was like, she was swearing. She was swearing at the guy. Nobody should hit a woman ever, but that she was terrifying me before that happened. This guy disappeared, and then every guy around that 10-foot area was looking for that guy.
Yeah, including, you know who else was looking for him?
Yeah.
My little brother, who was the head bouncer at the time.
Does he remember that? Did he tell you that story?
I'm sure he does.
Holy
my little brother,
smokes.
My best friends, Bull and Opus and MC, those guys, that was their job.
Everybody was looking for this guy.
They were the muscle in that place.
Oh, my God. I was probably 10 yards behind it, and I'm like, I couldn't get there in time. That guy was gone.
No, they had the little radios, and they would have someone in the light tower.
Yeah,
you could see everything from the light tower.
And that woman got up and was like, yelling, screaming, blood, and I think maybe a couple of chiclets were missing.
Oh, boy.
But she would have killed him. She would have killed that guy.
Yeah.
That was the last boxing match. Because it was like, it was too damn rough for me.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That place was crazy back then, man. Before everybody had a phone in the with a camera in their pocket.
But I got up there, did the inner ring thing, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I did it once. I had an old cheesy tuxedo, and let's get ready for a super fight. I think it was the beginning of the MMA thing when I did it. I had no business doing it.
I'm standing in the middle of the ring, and I look down. I'm standing in blood.
Yep.
Dried blood from like the previous matches. Yeah. But I watched the fight. I was hoping that, you know, it was evident by the end of the second round, he was out of wind. And it was evident, like, oh boy. Like, and then I thought maybe that story about him taking a dive in the third round is real.
Right.
And then he lasted all the way to
It was too much money for it to go all the way. And you could see.
Not to go all the way.
Not to go all the way. You could see if Paul had a clause that says, hey, there's another $10 million if you knock him out, he would have knocked him out.
Yeah.
But you could see clearly that, like, that whole fight was, he took a few punches from Tyson and he went, oh, okay, this is what it is. I can do this. Yeah. And he just kind of let him dance for a while. Yeah. He hit him, I think it was 87 to 16 or something were the actual punches that landed. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you my fight experience. I watched the first fight. I watched the second fight. When the women started fighting, my Netflix went out.
Oh, that was the best fight of the night.
I know, and I came back towards the end of it.
Saw the eye ripping open,
and it was and I'm watching the end of that, and then Netflix goes out again.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then I kept rebooting the Netflix, and it finally came back up for about 3 seconds, and then it went out again. And then I looked at a spinning wheel for like 5 minutes, and this was at midnight, 12:30, whatever it was.
Yeah,
the Tyson fight was just about to start. And I went, I'm not doing this. And my wife was like, I can't believe you've been talking about this fight all day.
Right.
And I go, I'm not, I mean, it's just a spinning wheel. It's not coming on. And it didn't come on. It never came back on. Shut it off. Went to bed. Woke up in the morning. Didn't put on any news or anything. Went right on Netflix. Watched the fight in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I watched it first, you know, with no information.
Right.
But it was clear to me, first round, Mike hit him a couple times and he went, oh, maybe. You know, but it's going to have to be lucky hit.
Yeah, right.
But by the third round, you were like, oh, they're just going to dance now.
And that was it. 2 minute rounds. I mean, Jesus, they just got over and they go around in circles and then that was it. Yeah, it was for all of it being a major event, it was a non-event at the same time.
Well,
you
could feel about halfway through the second round, you could feel 75,000 people go, oh, yeah, that's right. He's an old man.
Yeah, right.
Like, you could feel...
Hello.
Yeah.
But going into it, Greg's like, I'm rooting for him.
No, we were all rooting for him.
I was rooting for him.
It's like, I didn't think he had a chance.
I was not rooting for him. I didn't think he was going to stand a chance.
Did you make a wager on the fight, Jimmy?
I did not. I didn't make a wager on a fight, but I did wager on the three previous fights. Just little... I took the underdog, and I think I won on one of them. The Irish girl, man, could she take a punch? And then that fight that she lost, the Irish girl lost that fight.
Yeah, 100%.
Anybody?
100%.
100%.
100%.
Like, and that just...
Oh, that's the one I hear they're still arguing about.
And they called it, too. Even the announcers were like, whoa.
It wasn't even close.
I will say, I don't know anybody that wasn't rooting for Mike Tyson to maybe have that moment. You know, everybody I know wanted Tyson to knock him out.
Everybody but except Jake Paul and his brother.
But that's not saying... that I thought he was going to lose. I thought he was going to win.
It was with a bunch of women that were...
He said something. He said something like, who are you going to fight next? And Tyson's... this is what I read.
Yeah.
Tyson's brother said... Tyson said, I want to fight his brother.
Yeah, maybe your brother. And then Paul goes...
And his brother goes, I'll fucking kill you.
That's exactly... I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll.
His brother... You know, those two are a couple idiots, but that's how...
All the way to the bank.
But... So... Maybe you get some patriotic music you can play behind this, but this is what's beautiful about America. We have, you can do anything, you can be anyone. The whole country that we live in, the society, the world that we live in is a goddamn carnival. That's all it is. And these two were a couple of carnies, and we all paid $6.99 a month to go behind the curtain and see the lobster boy. And when we saw him, we went, it's not really a claw. We were rooting for Tyson to come back, and if it was a Hollywood movie, Tyson comes back and knocks him out, but it's not a Hollywood movie. It's the internet, and it's show business, and it's money. And those guys both won. because they made tens of millions of dollars. And for those of you who say, oh, it was dumb to even watch it, watch how dumb the next one gets, because we live in America, baby. I'm Jimmy Dunn, and I approve this message.
I don't even want to speak. I want to just let that be the out. I want that to be the out right there.
Talk
That's
to
how goddamn good that
Talk
was.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
That was unbelievable. Good night, everybody. Good night. Thank you, Jimmy. Good night. Jimmy Dunn for president. Scott McMullen, fiscal agent.